What a great joy it is to look out and see your smiling faces today on this beautiful morning as we come to receive this gift and blessings from Almighty God of a new day. And might we faithfully serve God in using the gifts and the talents that we've been blessed and anointed with. Let us come and celebrate life as we worship together.
Good morning. Please stand and follow along in your bulletin under the heading of Call to Worship, reciting your response. Praise is due to you, O God, O you who answer prayer. You are the hope of all things, Holy One, from the ends of the earth to the farthest seas. Rejoice in God, O people, and be glad. Please remain standing and join in our hymn of praise number 662 in your red hymnal.
Thank you.
seated.
Well, we have reached the moment in our service, our points of informality, where I will take a few minutes to tell you about the mission and ministry of our church. We are looking for 3 to 4 people to work as a committee for a behind-the-scenes type of activities that are needed in our Sunday school department, starting with infant through adult. No teaching will be required. If this is something close to your heart and you would like more detailed information, please check today's bulletin. And also, if you are interested, please contact Wendy or the church office. Final preparations are underway for the All Seasons Bazaar. It will be held this Saturday, November 2nd, here in the gymnasium. It's sponsored by the United Methodist Women, and it's their biggest fundraiser of the year. Some of the different charities and uses that they use the money that they raise, they purchase Bibles for our third graders, camperships sponsored for children that may not otherwise be able to go to camp. They host funeral dinners. They are a sponsor of a Child's Place, an area that supports children that have been removed from their homes. They provide so much as an outreach, not only to those in the community, but also around the world. So the ladies are asking again for your help in 2 ways. If you some delicious baked goods would be most welcome so that they can sell them at their bake sale. They will also be providing continental breakfast and a lunch for purchase. And hopefully we will see you on Saturday to support this worthy mission from our United Methodist Women. And the next day, next Sunday, is our annual soup sale luncheon, November 3rd, following the second service. If you do have any particular questions on the soup sale, please contact Becky. She is the outreach chairperson. And also next week, next Wednesday, November 6th, beginning at 6:30 in the gym, the fellowship evening will be a cover dish dinner. Chicken will be supplied, and you are asked to bring a dessert or a side dish. During our sign of the peace, I will pass this throughout the congregation. If you are interested in attending a fun evening that looks to be planned, please sign up so that they can have an idea of how much chicken to order. And now I remind you to please read your other announcements and check your bulletin for meetings and other activities in the life of our church.
Good morning, everyone. This is Pastor Appreciation Sunday, and I think it goes without saying, and maybe we all should stand up and say it, how much we do appreciate you. You've been a real joy to have around to our church, starting many programs. And I'm at the disciple class this year, and oh my, you make us read a lot. But we have a great time.
Could have been in
one. I think I was. Was I? No.
Partly.
But we do appreciate what Pastor Lake does for us so much. And I know that you all will want to talk to him and greet him after the service today as we are planning a small reception in the lounge. And let him know how much you really appreciate him. Each of us have, I know, a very personal way of knowing what he does for us. We don't know what it is because he keeps that very close to his heart and in his prayers. But we do appreciate him. So as a small token, please accept this from the congregation, and we thank you again very much.
We can't thank you enough. Just the other for your acceptance and your interaction with us to make us feel a part of this family and this church. We are indebted to you, and you know, thank you on from the bottoms of our hearts for allowing us to be in ministry with you as the church, as the whole body, and as individuals and your families as well. So thank you. One of the wonderful ministries that goes on here is the prayer shawl ministry. And ladies have been, I assume all ladies, have been diligently involved in either knitting or crocheting or whatever ways in which they are seeing to it that these prayer shawls are taken care of, that as they're created, prayers are being voiced. So that if you have family members or neighbors or co-workers who need to be wrapped in the presence of God, that these prayer shawls are available anytime they're up here, just come and take one. You'll also notice that each one has a tag, and that tag shares something spiritually about the colors. And so there may be something that you're specifically looking for, so spend some moment and some time in looking at those colors and reading to make sure that it fits and matches whatever the situation is that that individual is going through. So let us spend a few moments now uniting our hearts and our spirits.
as we seek God's healing presence in prayer. Our gracious and loving God, for this ministry we are grateful. Hearts and hands and minds, prayers have been lifted up as these prayer shawls have been created. We pray for your healing balm, for that presence that is beyond our understanding, that heals, that comforts, that offers that sense of well-being through Christ our Lord. Bless the individuals that will find these prayer shawls upon their shoulders, upon their bodies. We pray for their healings mentally, physically, and spiritually. We pray for the comfort of their souls and their families as well. For this, O God, we ask and pray in the healing name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. I would invite you now to turn in our hymnal to hymn number 143 and sing On Eagle's Wings.
Now I say to you, may the peace of Christ be with you. Please pass the peace of Christ to your neighbor.
Just keep on coming. Come on. My goodness. Is that for me?
It's from the preschool,
from the Sunday school class. It's a Pastor Lake's kit. Candle to light your path. Mounds for the mounds of love and life. Is that? Almond joy to remind you of the joy of each season. Lifesaver candy for the times others need your help. Skittles, in case it rains, you can make your own rainbow. Gum, so that your church can stick together. Confetti, to remember to add sparkle to lives. And an eraser to remind you that everyone makes mistakes and they can be erased. Isn't that wonderful? And a crayon, bless you, so you can have a bright and colorful day. Magnifying glass to help you see the fine print. And a medal because you are a winner in our sight. And it says, love Mrs. Reed and Sunday School Preschool. Why, thank you. And there's the light right there. I thought you were holding a candle in there, and I'm thinking, oh, there's a real candle in the bag. Oh, my goodness. Well, thank you.
I see you.
Wow. Well, thank you all. You know, I look forward every Sunday to coming up here and seeing all of you as well, because that makes my heart happy. And glad. Are you happy today? Is there anybody here who's not happy today? Everybody happy?
Yeah.
You're crazy happy. Because, you know, well, we've been talking in the church the last 4 Sundays, and God wants us to be happy every day and generous. What's it mean to be generous?
To be nice
and to give. Well, you all were generous today in giving me something, and God wants us to be generous every day to give something. Yeah. Now, let's just make sure, though, that you check with your moms and dads before you go giving something. I'm thinking, Abigail was, what grade was that when the little boy
Abigail came home from school and said, look what this little friend, I'll call him Jimmy, gave me. He gave me a ring. What grade was that, like fourth grade? Kindergarten. And what ring was that? Was it a pearl? An amethyst. He had raided his mother's jewelry box and took all her good jewelry and was giving the rings to the girls. That type of generosity will probably get you a timeout, if not worse. That sounds like that would be, can you give me an amen? Yes. When you get older, you can make good decisions on generosity and you can do it. But right now, make sure you check with your moms and dads, all right? Let's bow for a word of prayer. Lord God, for these children, we are grateful for their love and joy, their giving, their smiles, their excitement. We are thankful. Bless them as well as their moms and dads and all those who care for them. For it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Hey, we've got some cups to pass out and some bulletins to pass out. And this morning, your cups are going to help with the Irwin Fire Company.
Until the vessel's void of sin.
come now to that time when we want to lift up joys and concerns for situations and individuals in our midst. You'll notice on the back of our worship folder this morning that, to the best of our knowledge, we do not have anyone listed in the hospitals. However, under those in personal care homes, the bottom one there, Matt at Golden Living Center in Monroeville, or Murraysville, he passed away Friday evening, 27 years old. Matt has been dealing with kidney and cardiac issues for years. So he will be at the Ott Funeral Home. His visitation will be begin tomorrow evening, 6 to 8, and then Tuesday, 2 to 4 and 6 to 8, and then his services will be Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. at the funeral home. So we will continue to ask that you remember Matt's family during this time of transition for him into that life eternal and their time of grieving as well. Let us also continue to remember all of those individuals that are listed there on the back of our page to continue to lift them up in prayer, that indeed they might experience God's presence. Let us continue by uniting our hearts and our spirits in prayer. Our gracious and loving God, how good it is to be in your presence today and the presence and fellowship of brothers and sisters in Christ. It's good to know, O God, that we are never alone, that your presence is always with us. And in those moments when we feel separated from you, that we are the ones who have actually closed ourselves to you, because you are always there. You travel with us with each step that we take, with every interaction we have with those that we know and those who are unknown. And you seek, O God, to bless us that we might then be a blessing to those around us, that your kingdom indeed might continue to live and grow and flourish. With a sense of glad and generous hearts, we might interact with those around us. Oh God, we pray for those moments when we've not been faithful, for those times when we've left ministries undone or we've turned and walked away or just have not been concerned. We pray, oh God, for your grace and your forgiveness, that you indeed would take that eraser and erase those sins from our lives that we might begin fresh and new. Knowing that through your Son, Jesus Christ, our lives can be changed and made whole. That in the examples and teachings that he offers to us, life can be good. We pray for the hurts and needs around us, for Matt's family and friends. We pray for those, O God, who are listed on our list of concerns and hopes and joys and celebrations, for those individuals in our midst, for those needs that just cannot yet be made public. Oh God, hear the prayers of your people. And we pray that your wonders might be worked in their lives. And that you, oh God, would continue to use each and every one of us wherever we will be found this week. Keep our hearts, our minds, and our spirits open and receptive, O God, not only to you, but our brothers and sisters as well that we interact with. Bless our mission and ministry as a body and as individuals. For faithfully, O God, we seek to be faithful to you. For we ask and pray these things in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, who has taught us to say when we pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
I would now ask our ushers to come forward for the presentation of God's tithes and our offering. Merciful Lord, we offer our gifts today, trusting in your love and grace. We offer our prayers, asking you to keep us from any temptation where we see ourselves as better than others. Through your Son, Christ, our mediator, may we find a way to love you and all your children more fully. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
on this day of generosity, it's my understanding that someone most recently had a generous, had a birthday, Friday. Anybody know who that would be? Anybody here have a birthday on Friday? I heard it was you. You told them to be quiet. Well, you know, my mother always told me them is of the devil. Would them be him? And I was told that you never ask a woman her birthday, so it's between you and me that it was 80. I hope I look as well as you do at 80. To you, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Lane. Happy birthday to you. Bill, thanks for sharing that with us.
Go easy on it.
You know, when someone says, oh, I have another birthday, I don't know if I want to celebrate it. You know what the alternative is. So celebrate everyone you have with joy and gusto. Yes. I've got some words of scripture for you this morning from Timothy, from the 6th chapter of his first letter, beginning with verse 17. As for those who in the present age are rich, command them not to be haughty or to set their hopes on the uncertainty of riches, but rather on God, who richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment. They are to do good, to be rich in good works, generous and ready to share, thus storing up for themselves the treasure of a good foundation for the future, so that they may take hold of the life that really is life. Bless you. Let us pray. Gracious God, for these words of Scripture, for their teaching and claim upon our lives, we are grateful. Oh God, there are many more words of Scripture that we will hear this day as well, and we pray for their anointing. We pray that they might be taken to heart and used to build your kingdom, your church, its mission and ministry to the world. For it's in Christ that we pray. Amen. How do you want to be remembered? Sometimes at funeral services, we talk about the birthday and the death day and that dash in between. What do you want your dash to represent? How do you want to be remembered? Winston Churchill is probably remembered for a lot of sayings, one of which was, "We make a living by what we get, but we make a life by what we give." This month, we've had it as a stewardship month where we've been having some stewardship sermons. And today we're bringing things to a close with next Sunday being our commitment Sunday. Today's title is defined by generosity. Deep down, I believe that God has created each and every one of us to be generous. A willingness to give not only to God, but also to others. This design is a part of our makeup. We actually have a need to be generous. And yet within us, there are those two voices that war against our God-given impulse towards generosity, tempting us to hold on to and hoard up those gifts that we've been given. That first voice that we hear is that voice of fear. Fear of just what might happen to us along the way. That misplaced source of security that keeps us from being generous and leads us to hang on to and hoard that which we've been entrusted with and have. The truth is that holding on to that stuff offers us no real security in this world. That second voice that we hear against being generous is the voice of self-gratification. Oh, how easily our culture tells us that our lives consist of the abundance of our possessions, of the accumulation of our stuff. How often we are told by society that we can invest in pleasurable experiences for our own lives. And so we find ourselves thinking, if I give it away, then I'm not going to have enough
for me.
And yet our real security does not come in stuff and things, but our real security comes through our relationship to Almighty God. Now, when we give our lives over to God, over to Jesus Christ, and invite Christ to be Lord in our lives and to allow the Holy Spirit to begin changing us from the inside outwardly, we find that our fears begin to dissolve away. And our aim in life shifts from seeking those things that give us pleasure to those things that give God pleasure and those things that care for others. And although we may still wrestle with those voices from time to time, we are able to control them, to silence them, and thereby more readily grow in our relationship of effectively following Jesus Christ. The more we grow in Christ, the more we realize that our daily lives and living don't belong to us, but they belong to Christ. And then we become more generous with those gifts and blessings that God has showered upon us. And so our generosity then is a fruit of spiritual growth. I've said for years when we talk about stewardship and the life of the church, that show me a church with a stewardship problem, show me an individual with a stewardship problem, and you will show me a church or an individual that also has a spiritual problem. As we grow in Christ, we think less of ourselves and more of others. Now, we can search the scriptures and find biblical reasons to give to God and to give to others. We find more joy in doing things for others and for God than we ever did in doing things for ourselves. Acts chapter 20. In all this, I have given you an example that by such work, we must support the weak. Remembering the words of our Lord Jesus, for he himself said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. In the very act of losing our lives, the scriptures tell us that we find life. Matthew's gospel says, for those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will find it. And we know that life is a gift. And we read as well in the scriptures that everything that we have that we just might think is ours actually belongs to God. Psalm 24 says, the earth is the Lord's and all that is in it, the world and those who live in it. Or Leviticus in the Old Testament, the land shall not be sold in perpetuity, for the land is mine. With me, you are but aliens and tenants. And then how about biblical giving guides? I love this part, because in my 30 years of ministry, you always find individuals who love to tell you something and quote scripture to back up their point. Well, we don't want them here because the Bible says, or you got to do it this way because the Bible says, or, well, you know, Pastor, the Bible says, Yes, I know. And the Bible also says we are to give our first fruits, our tithes. Oh, I don't want that one. In the early days of the Old Testament, the people of God observed the practice of giving the first fruits, the best that they had to Almighty God, a gift offered one-tenth of one's flock, of one's crop, of one's income. Abraham, we read about in Genesis, was the first one to give that tithe or that tenth. And Abraham gave him one-tenth of everything that he had. We read in Genesis chapter 28 where Jacob then is realizing that he's a part of this great family as well. And finally, after he wakes up one morning and takes the rock that he had pillowed his head with, doesn't sound like a whole lot of fun to me, and then sets it up and pours oil on it and says, I will follow you if God. And then Jacob gives to him a tenth of all that he has. Giving a tithe. Now, as Christians, I know that we live under the new covenant and we're not necessarily bound by the law of Moses, the old covenant, but we certainly can look at it as a guide. Yet most Christians agree that the tithe is a good guide in our lives and one that is incredibly pleasing to God. For some people, beginning by just saying, I'm going to start with 10% can be difficult. Apples, 9 red, 1 greenish. Name that tune. One of these things is not like the other.
I'm told that Sesame Street.
Is that right? I wasn't sure where that was from because I never heard that growing up, but I was remember talking about that. So if this is our blessings from God, we all know that out of 10 apples, one needs to go to God. We've got our family and those expenses that are there. We've got our food and making sure that everyone is well nourished. We've got clothing and friends. We've got trips and vacations. We've got retirement. How come that's the bigger apple? And we've got giving to the poor and less fortunate than ourselves for celebrations and life. And here you go, God. This is yours. Oh man, we're having our 30th anniversary celebration and I didn't do all the planning that I should, so we'd like to take a little trip, and I don't think God will mind if I just take a little slice of that. Well, let's see. It is November right around the corner. My Christmas club didn't do as well as I had thought, so I'm going to need God, thanks, just a little bit more. I didn't realize it. Well, I knew, but I was in denial that Susie was going to need braces. And so, you know, okay. You know, the Steelers play today. And what's their record so far? Well, it stinks, but they've won a few, and there is hope. You know, life of the church, we have hope, and, you know, they just might hit Super Bowl, and, you know, that big screen TV would look pretty nice in our game room, and, you know, so we got to get that big screen for the game day. And, well, you know, we're going to downsize. Market's not good, so switch some homes and help out with that. And, well, you know, my retirement nest egg's not what it should be, so I'll make some other changes there, and, well, the kids' education is coming up, and, well, dear God, here you go. Well, that looks pretty good. When we look at the scriptures, we'll see that tithing is the floor. It's not the ceiling. When we really look into the scriptures, we realize that God is calling us to go beyond the tithe. That we should strive then to set an additional percentage of our income as offerings to include other things that are important to us, like mission projects and schools and church building funds and other nonprofit organizations. Now, in the Old Testament, when the community would come together there to offer their tithes, their gifts, and their offerings, an altar would be built, and upon that altar, that animal that would be slain and burned, and the grain would be offered and burned, and that scent of that offering was pleasing to God. Now, it's not that God loved the smell of burnt meat and burnt grain, but rather God saw that the people were giving a gift. And that gift expressed their love, their faith, and the desire to please and to honor God as they tried to do each and every day of their lives. And you see, that's what moved God's heart. And when given in this spirit, our offerings bless Almighty God. What is God's response to our giving? Luke chapter 6 says, "Give, and it will be given to you. A good measure passed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For the measure you give will be the measure you get back." How about the parable of the talent? The 5 talents, the 4 talents, 2 talents, however you want to break that up. When we are generous to God, to our families, friends, neighbors, and others who are in need, our hearts are filled with joy. They are enlarged by the very act of us giving. And when we give generously, we just naturally become more generous. But we need to be a little careful, because sometimes we have it wrong. Sometimes Christians say that if you give, then God will give more back to you. But that's not really how it works. We do not give to God so that we can get something in return. Giving is a response of what God has already given us. The amazing thing is that when you give to God and we give to others, the blessings just seem to come back on us. Because, of course, there's no guarantee that any of us who are tithers, that we will never lose our job, that we'll never have bad health, that we'll never have something bad or serious happen to us. But nevertheless, when we give generously, the unmistakable blessings of Almighty God will flow into our lives. Let us pray. Our gracious and loving God, you love a cheerful, joyful, generous giver. And we pray that as we come throughout our daily lives and living to give as faithful stewards of all that we have, our time, our talents, our finances, our minds, our ministry, that they might all be blessed and anointed and multiplied and be motivated by generosity that we've received from you as a way to say thanks and a way to praise you. For it's in Christ that we pray. Amen. Let's stand and sing, "Take My Life and Let It Be," number 399. Gracious and loving God, all that we are and all that we have are gifts and blessings from you. As we respond to your generosity, we pray, O God, that we might be generous as well in all that we do and all that we say and all that we give. Send us forth into the world with a sense of joy and celebration. For we go in the name of Christ our Lord. Amen.